17 past 7 on 6PR Breakfast. It's 15 degrees in Perth.
I don't make it through. My passion died for you.
And who else's voice could that be but the great Jimmy Barnes, who's going back on the road. He's coming to Perth here Friday the 2nd of July at the Riverside Theatre in Perth. Tickets go on sale this morning. It is the Flesh and Blood Tour. Jimmy Barnes, good morning. Welcome to 6PR Breakfast.
Gareth, how are you, buddy?
I'm really well. How are you going?
I'm great, yeah. I'm very happy to be announcing the tour and the record. You know, it's been about a year, you know, in lockdown, writing and making records. So it's really nice to sort of get them out there and get them to people.
The singles Flesh and Blood, it made an extraordinary debut at the funeral of Michael Gudinski. That must have been an incredibly emotional performance.
Yeah, it was pretty tough because, you know, I mean, literally 2 weeks before I played the song. I mean, Michael and I have done all my records, my solo records together since I left Cold Chisel. And I played him the album a couple of weeks just before he passed away. And he was really excited about getting out there and selling it with me and doing the whole deal. He was really pumped about the record. And unfortunately, we lost him. So it's sort of bittersweet. I'm happy to take the record out and follow through what we were doing. But, you know, it'd be sad not doing it with him.
Yeah. It's called Flesh and Blood, and it's very much a family affair.
It is. I've got, you know, myself, I do a duet with my son, Jackie, who plays drums and a bit of piano and sings. I do a duet with my daughter, EJ. I do a duet with my daughter, Ellie Mae. I do a duet with my wife. I've got my son-in-law playing guitar. Mahalia does all the backing vocals. It's pretty much about, then, you know, the other guys are playing the record have played me since they were 18. They're like my kids anyway, you know. So it's a really much a family affair. And the songs were written in that lockdown period. So there were songs I was looking at, you know, about relationships. I was looking at life. I was looking at family, the important things in life. And, you know, and so I wrote songs about the good and the bad and some of the darker sides of all those subjects.
And I reckon we got a sense of that during the lockdown period as well and over the last 12 months, Jimmy, when so much of the live music industry's been shut down. I got to say, I reckon you lifted the whole nation's spirits with the performances that you recorded with your wife, Jane, with your kids and with others. Why did you want to do that?
Yeah, it helped us out too. You know, we started out doing it. Jane started learning guitar. She thought she'd use the time sort of properly. And so suddenly, you know, we had a couple of songs and she said, why don't we do a song? And we'll send it out to her. Because we had a lot of friends who were locked down in Melbourne. We know Melbourne got particularly tough. And they couldn't go and see their grandkids or their families or all that sort of stuff. So we thought we'd reach out to them. But it ended up, you know, reaching like, I don't know, 100 million people or something. And we found not only did it, you know, help people feel better about being locked away, but it made us feel good and it brought us together as a family and it brought us, you know, just made us feel connected to the world, you know? So it was one of those things that just, you know, happened organically. It wasn't a big production, you know, just stuck the phone up and you know, leaned it up against something and sang, you know? And it ended up being something that really connected with people.
And if you're listening to the program, you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, here's Jimmy and the family's take on From Me to You. Most of these were covers, but I love this one, the Beatles classic. Jimmy, I reckon you're singing as well as you ever have.
Well, that was the interesting thing, you know. You know, being so used to singing in front of an audience, you know, where I sort of have to deliver to the back rows, I sort of tend to come out and try and peel the paint off the walls. you know, to sit with just the telephone in front of you and singing songs that weren't really necessarily in my bag, you know. We did songs like the Beatles songs, but we also did Doris Day, Secret Love. We did Nat King Cole. There's a whole bunch of, a range of songs. We did some rock songs too. But it made me find new nuances in my voice, you know, new ways to sing that I didn't know I was capable of. So I think coming from, you know, from a place of just, you know, just having a bit of fun and reaching out to people, it ended up being a huge learning curve for me as well.
I bet you can't wait to get back out on the road, and I bet your fans can't wait to get back out and see your tickets. As I said, are on sale today for Jimmy's concert on Friday, the 2nd of July, at the Riverside Theatre here at the Convention Centre. The new album's Flesh and Blood, released July the 2nd. Hey, Jimmy, thanks so much for your time this morning on 6PR Breakfast. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Always happy to come and play Perth.
Good on you. See you, mate. Take care, Jimmy Barnes. What a legend.